So there is a very, very difficult situation, and the proof that it is it gets lost. The model of the father gets lost, and in politics we have dictators. You know, even in Europe, which was relatively peaceful in the 19th century, in the first half of the 20th century, we have practically some sort of fascism spreading over in a lot of countries. And only in it is wrong to say that these strong male figures represent a father figure bringing the good father authority in society. In reality, they are destructive. In the chapter dedicated to that, I have called them the negative or destructive fathers, because they are fathers not bringing life to the children, but on the contrary, bringing death, bringing millions and millions of death, you know. Their ambition, their need to win, to fight, is more important. So again, they belong to this, you know, there is a regression to this masculine identity. And, okay, this takes over for us the first half, basically, of the 20th century. In the second half, with the reconstruction of the economy, which is very prosperous, it must be said, and reconstruction of democracy, but at the same time, well-being, economical well-being, you know, and democracy allow for a comfortable life, but also one aspect of a comfortable life is an enormous increase of divorces. And in divorces, too often, fathers go away not to come back. Maybe they still give the money, of course, to the family because they are obliged by the... in my country, it's just a judge. You know, the court says you have to, and if you don't pay, they go to the employer and take the money directly. So, but in the, bless you, the feeling side of the father is lost, and not by chance, it seems to me, it is lost in a society which is becoming more and more consumeristic. Do you understand this English expression? Consumeristic, you know, we are pretty wealthy. Everybody can consume, can buy more than we need. We keep buying things even if we don't need. And this, to put it in symbolic terms, to go again by big collective symbols, as it is typical of Jungian approach, seems to me very much the attitude of the society dominated by a great mother attitude, you know, the nourishing mother. And again, somehow the whole collective society is taken over by what I have called the primary function, you know, the mother who gives you the breast, you know, immediate satisfaction of your immediate needs, you know. Of course, that is necessary, but it cannot be only that. You need a secondary function, and we see it very well, because in consumers we consume too much. Once we have a car, we buy a second or third car, with the result of not moving better, but moving worse, because the traffic is paralyzed. I see it also here. I mean, consumerism, anyhow, is indirectly another proof of the disappearance of the father. And anyhow, statistics tell us, for instance, that I think in the last 40 years of the 20th century, the rate of divorces in Germany has doubled. Or that in the whole of the 20th century, the rate of divorces in the United States has increased by 700%. Which means, you know, that it becomes very, very evident that fathers miss. And in the great majority of cases, in spite of feminism, in spite of new democratic principle which put the feminine and the masculine condition on the same level, practically speaking, all over, in case of divorce, 90% of the cases the children stay with the mother, not with the father. And even in that 10%, it's not that in 10% they stay with the father, you know, in that last 10% means the grandparents or some social institution, you know, of the states, the rate of the father is much less than 10%. Which means that with the amount of divorces we have, in big cities like New York or Paris, it is calculated that probably for the next generation, more than half of the children will grow up without the father. Mm-hmm. And that cannot be something without influence. You know, cannot be something without influence. And this I speak of the physical father, of the real father. Okay? But what I was trying to make as a point is that the father is a cultural creation, is a problem of education. Okay? So it is not only that those men who have generated children go away and do not take responsibility anymore for the children, or just pay, which is not really taking responsibility, because responsibility is not only pay, it's also educating the children. Okay. But it means that in society, the father principle, you know, this limiting principle, is becoming much more weak, okay? Even where fathers did not divorce or are still in the family, you know? But they do not take part very often in the decision of the family. They let the wife decide things, which was not usual one century ago, or things like this. So this is the new and quite difficult situation we are facing, and I think we, at least in the West, we are capable of solving many problems. Nowadays we have all in the whole of Western Europe practically a very good standard of living. We have education, we have health care, and so on. We have solved those problems. I have been now coming to China approximately once a year in the last almost 10 years, so I see the economic progress of China is unbelievably even more quick than what we had, you know, so the practical problems, it's just a matter of time, will be solved in here, healthcare and education will improve and everything, but some cultural problems, you know, like the loss of authority of the father, that might really become weaker and not stronger. We do not have progress, we have on the contrary, regression. And what happens, once again, I link it to where I started and then I stopped for your comment. Once again, it is not a coincidence that we have a very big increase in the antisocial behavior of young men, much more than women, okay? Teenagers or young men do not get educated. There was even a statistic I have put in my book that in the United States, something like, I don't know, 80% of those in jail, you understand, in prison, I mean, the statistics come from families without father. So this says something, you know, the link between. And also there are links, as I said, between suicide rate, mental illnesses, and particularly, anyhow, destructive behavior, you know, stupid criminality which doesn't bring you anything, which to me is once again, you know, a showing that we lose this polarity. There is a balance, you know, that it's not a round identity, like the feminine, as I put these two sort of separated. For thousands of years, the father has been up, you know, high up. The criticism of the father makes like this, and then this comes up, you know, the unbalance, again, according to Jungian principles, you know, what sinks in the unconscious, then another side comes up. So it is not a coincidence, and I am afraid we will have to deal with this. I thank you, and okay, I stop here, and I hope you have some comments, some suggestions. Thank you. Make my point of what I called the secondary function, you know, traditional of patriarchal society of the father in the tradition, to teach the child that there is a society, that he is not unique. I think that if you do not have brothers and sisters, of course it becomes more difficult to teach that, because you teach it in an abstract way, because the main field where the child will all every day find his limits and test his limits will be with the brothers and sisters, of course. So their absence is another difficulty, and I think one should attempt to correct it, socializing more, for instance, sending children to kindergarten more, you know, than I, for instance, remember I was not sent to kindergarten, I was kept home, and I have brothers, but they came a little later, I am the eldest, so I remember I missed that, and I think it is important. It is not as serious as a missing father, but it is one more difficulty for sure. And of course the other difficulty of the one-child policy linked with something else I was mentioning, that is consumerism, that is the fact that China is becoming quickly much, much more wealthy, means that one child has two parents, but even four grandparents. And very often, grandparents exist in order to spoil their grandchildren. You know, this has always been like this. They are usually less harsh and more loved, you know. But then, four grandparents spoiling one child and bringing gifts might be too much. It might be a bad education. Yes, without limit, you know. Too much gratification. Yes. I may even say, for instance, something new I am seeing coming over the years in China is that obesity in children did not exist a few years ago, and now it's very quickly raising, you know, increasing. I can even tell you more than that, because not only I have been coming the last 9 years to China every year, but also in Italy, I live in Chinatown, the only Chinatown of Italy. So I see the change even there. You know, children are too spoiled, too consumeristic, and then they pay. They do not get more love, but they get more candies. I think to go back to, yes, to what I was trying to say this morning, Jung is not only very important, but the approach of Jung is the one which you really can at best adjust outside Western society because of his theory of the collective unconscious. Actually, this link between psychoanalysis and anthropology, you know, which nowadays there are many anthropological studies which are at the same time psychoanalytic studies, that is, studies on collective psychology related to the specific culture, not with a fixed model, come from basically Jung's experience. So I have seen it, because I have seen it in these years. Jung, because of this, you can readjust his psychology, actually not his psychology, but his respect for different cultures, much more than Freud, who has a fixed model, you know, a model of sound, so healthy and sick system, psychic system, which was developed at the beginning of the 20th century and of course was readjusted by some other post-Freudians, but is a fixed model. And the one of Jung is not a fixed model. And I think, frankly, I would contradict your teacher. Father and mother, okay, not only individually, but also in society as a principles and as a big symbol. To oversimplify a big problem, but the disappearance of the father as a collective symbol, the criticism and the going down, means that the mother as a collective symbol comes up, and consumerism, excessive consumption, is related to this mother archetype, you know, to this over emphasizing, over presence of the mother, because the mother is related to the nourishing function, you know, and it's as if it's obesity, you understand obesity, what I was saying, that you get, but consumerism, not consumption. Not consumption, because we consume. I mean, I consume my shoes when I walk, like one day I have to change because. But consumerism, you intend when you tend to buy and buy and buy all the time. Even if I have two, three pairs of shoes, I buy 20, 30 more. Consumerism, so, is this excess. And it is obesity, so excessive nourishing mother, in a psychic sense. Okay, if I buy 100 pairs of shoes, I don't get obese, but it is the same attitude as the badly educated child who eats too many candies. It's the contrary of education. And again, is the absence in the collective of this secondary function, that is of a father function, putting the limits and saying no.
Well, no, I thought I said something because, I mean, in a short lecture you cannot say everything, but I hinted both inside the family for the education of the single children and in society, the disappearance of a limiting father principle are both very negative. Inside the family, children, particularly male children, have bad school results or criminality because of this. In the society, the same, and there is uneducation, you know, everybody, as I say, wants to have the car and use it to have better transportation. And when we all do it, we have bad traffic and worse transportation. I don't know what else I can say. For instance, you know what is the mafia in Italy? Actually, it's a concept you know, used all over the world. You know the expression mafia? Yeah, criminality, yes. The mafia, which is typical of Sicily, started in Sicily, now we have it all over, takes over, needs. Like all criminality, which is not just an episode of criminality, but is a culture of criminality, you know, a cycle of criminality. So it educates a new generation of criminals, or diseducates, of course, gives bad education. They do, how do you call it, recruiting, okay? So young boys, and they teach little criminal acts, you know, until they become really killers or things like this. But what they do, it has been proved, is typical that they recruit from families without a father. Middle school students, you know, who will become real criminals at the time of high school or something like this, but they start already at the middle school because if there is a father, to simplify a complex problem, but if there is a father who says no to the child, you stay home, the child will stay home practically. If the child likes to stay with other groups of little criminals, he will not obey to his mother. If the mother is alone and says, now you stay home and do your homework, you know, the child is not ashamed in front of the mother, he is ashamed in front of the other boys. Because he cannot say to the other boys, I stay home because my mother says it. Okay? If he says, I stay home because my father says it, the other boys, even if they are little criminals, you know, making the first steps into that criminal direction, they accept it. Because mafia, in other terms, is a very masculine culture, but of the aggressive, destructive kind of mask. Will have to fulfill, you mean, if the mother is working and the father is staying home, right? The father will have to exert two functions, the mother function and the father function. I think he will have a difficult task. I think he will have both tasks. I think it is not so difficult, and I have seen quite a few fathers doing it. It is possible nowadays, and it is also necessary, because work, if you find a work, you are happy. Sometimes the women find it. Yeah. It's a matter of psychology, and I think it is not so difficult, because culturally these taboos, you know, saying man should only have masculine qualities, be there, and women only, these taboos are rapidly dissolving. So a man is not really ashamed in taking care of the children, and at the same time being a man. Actually, I must say, where I live in Italy, in Chinatown, we always admire, because there are many young fathers with the little children in their arms.